Good morning.
Good morning.
We're still going through the Heidelberg Confession of Faith, and we've been talking about our mediator, Jesus Christ, and we're up to question 17, which reads, why must he, our mediator, also be true God? And the answer given is that so that by the power of his divinity, he might bear the weight of God's anger in his humanity and earn for us and restore to us righteousness and life. And there are several references given here. I'm not going to read them all. I'm going to read one. Isaiah 53 is given as a reference, and John 3:16, which we're all familiar with, is given as a reference. And then 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. When I was thinking and reflecting on this question, why must our mediator be true God? I like the analogy, and I hope I don't mess this up, but I like the analogy of the king who makes a decree and puts his stamp on it. It's now the law, and the penalty of breaking it is death. And then the king finds out that his wife has broken the law. And so he has a choice to make. And a good king would make the only choice that a good king could make, and that would be to take the place of his wife, the queen. And that's what God did for us. He stepped in. He came down to earth to take on the form of a man and take on flesh and stepped in our place to take our punishment. And we praise God for that